Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Sports Factory live on Homegrown Radio NJ.org. Sorry for the early technical difficulties. As usual, it wouldn't be a tremendous show if we didn't have any. It's kind of part of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
It happens.
So, but welcome to another live edition of the Sports Factory. If you were listening last week, you were listening to a pre-taped show, one of our past shows. I think it was the New Year's edition that we did right
before.
Yeah,
I think it was the very last one we did of 2012.
Yeah, the very last show of 2012. But we are back here inside our brand new studio in Boonton, New Jersey, not the Darris Theater anymore. But we would like to thank the Darris Theater for all their contributions to Homegrown Radio and allowing us for us to partake in the historic Darris Theater right here in
Boonton,
New Jersey. The what?
That was a debt trap, that place.
It was perceived to be haunted.
Yeah. That old man was creepy.
That old man was creepy. He did scare the crap out of you a few times, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I screamed like a little girl.
You did.
That's okay, though.
But it's okay, because here in the Sports Factory, if you scream like a little girl, it's okay.
It's normal.
It's what?
Normal.
Why is it normal?
I don't know. It's just normal to scream like a little girl every once in a while.
You know what? It's okay if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
And it's okay, too, if you guys want to partake right here on the Sports Factory. Please, ladies and gentlemen, go on our Facebook page and interact with us online. Chat with us all night long here on Homegrown Radio, NJ.org. Also, don't forget to go on iTunes. Check out all our other podcasts that we have up there. A lot of fun stuff. Please like, comment, subscribe, and don't forget, go on our Twitter page and tweet us at SportsFactory23. That's something we're going to try and get more involved with as the days go by.
Yeah.
Because we see Twitter basically taking over the Facebook era. It's taking over. And I don't mean DJ Khaled style either.
Nah. And we also are going to be starting a blog once a week that will be up on our website, thesports-factory.com.
Yes.
We will be alternating. I will not be doing the only blog that is up there right now, which was done way back when we first started the show. But way back when. But we will be alternating that and putting up different things, whether it's sports-related, life-related. Every once in a while, you just need to get something out there. And, we're going to get it out there via blog, via our website. We do have a lot to talk about tonight. We have a big show coming up. We weren't here last week, so I'm here right now. I'm representing my Baltimore Ravens jersey.
Woo-hoo!
My man, Dennis Pitta. We will get some pictures taken of us in the studio here. I'll take a picture and post it up there.
He did score a touchdown.
He did. He did not play as big as a role as I thought, but they still won regardless.
The other tight end did.
Yeah. They still won. I was happy. I was having a grand old time where I was at. We will keep that under the table because we don't want that to be known right now. But, we're having a grand old time. I was going crazy. I had a blast. I'm happy that the Ravens won.
I know you, my friend, were having the time of your life.
Yes.
No pun intended. I know you were just...
The blackout almost killed them, but they hung on and, good for Ray Lewis to go out on top.
I think the blackout was basically the Niners saving grace for the most part, almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
The irony of it all. But congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens, which, by the way, I did pick.
What?
I did pick them to win by a field goal, which they did, by the way.
Woohoo!
And I won Jack Squadoosh in my pool.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So, how them apples? Not good. Not good at all. They're very sour, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Big show, like Vinny said, for you. On tap for today, we have NBA stuff, kind of this thing called an All-Star game coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
So we're going to break down what's up?
Isn't tonight the, they got something tonight, don't they? Celebrity game and...
Celebrity, I think. And then tomorrow you got...
There's also something else.
The skills comp, right?
Tomorrow's the skills competition.
Three-point a dunk is tomorrow?
Yeah, that's tomorrow. Tonight they had the celebrity thing and they had the...
The who cares?
Maybe. I don't remember what it was.
Okay, we're going to call it the who cares.
Yeah, the who cares.
The who cares. So big weekend for the NBA, All-Star weekend, of course.
Yeah.
We'll break down the first half of the Nets and the Knicks and who's basically had a better first half and what they need to do. We have our Grand Slam baseball preview, ladies and gentlemen. We will give you division winners in the American League and who we expect to represent each division and make the playoffs. Next week, Benny, we're going to do the NL.
NL.
And then what are we going to do the following week?
We're going to talk playoffs.
Playoffs.
We'll take the teams that we said from AL, NL, and then have a big show about playoffs.
And who we think will win the World Series yes. in Major League Baseball, the Fall Classic, of course, so promptly named for the yeah. World Series.
Just a quick thing while we're on this subject. What do you think? Don't give a team. Just give it. Do you think it's an AL team this year or an NL team? Because I kind of have mine.
Right now, if I had a on the spot, I'm thinking NL.
That's exactly where mine is, too.
So, and I think NL, we're kind NL, of NL synced East. On that. Yeah, that's okay. kind of where we're leaning towards right
not
now.
The, not
now,
the.
I know what team you're thinking. Okay. I know exactly what team you're thinking.
What was that?
Forget it. commercial, I'll
the
tell you.
The Indians are in the American League. And that,
exactly.
That's not who I was at.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
All right, just moving on.
Moving on.
Let's get to where we got to go.
So we're going to kick it off with something. Well, you didn't think I was going to kick off tonight on the Sports Factory, where you can call in 973-794-3180, 973-794-3180, right here on homegrownradionj.org from our mouths to your ears. We're kicking it off with some National Hockey League. Woo-hoo! Yes, N8 Izzle, ladies and gentlemen. The Rangers 3-1 in their last four, losing the other night in overtime in another shootout to the Islanders of all teams. Yuck.
Being a Ranger fan, that is just bad.
Not only does it hurt because, you know, they're a rival and, you know, they're the Islanders, but they kind of stink this year. I mean, we were expecting a lot more of them early in the season.
I definitely was. I definitely thought the Islanders had a chance to be players with that shortened schedule, but ugh.
This is letting me down.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like I said, they were on a 3-game winning streak. Scary a little bit when they blew a 3-0 lead. And then have
2 days in a row, by the way.
Yeah, and then have to win it in a shootout. It's amazing to me that we've praised so much the name Henrik Lundqvist as the best goalie in hockey. And, you know, the first 10, 12 games into the NHL season, basically almost a third of the season down, you know, he's still rocky. He still hasn't gotten his game yet. And it begs me to question, when will Henrik Lundqvist, the same Henrik Lundqvist, the Vezina Trophy-winning Henrik Lundqvist, return to the Rangers to form? Because I haven't seen it quite yet.
Yeah, struggling. You know, there is times where this guy, it's unbelievable the saves he makes. And then there's other times you're like, you let that in? And it's just like, what, you know, I know you didn't play in the offseason. You had an extended season, you know, an extended off period. But really, you let, you know, some of the goals he lets in are just like, oh, my goodness. But give him time. You know, we're still only, what, 10, 12 games in. You know, he should be playing top form right now. They only had a week to get ready. Give him time. I think the Rangers will still be okay. For me, it's still the teams out west are still, you know, cream of the crop. So we'll see where Lundqvist ends up in the Rangers, but I hope they crap on the Devils.
Well, the Devils are playing great hockey.
And they're already up 1-0 against them.
And if you think about it, the Devils haven't lost a game technically in regulation until earlier this week. So they were on a roll. They were 8-0 in regulation. I'm not counting overtime. So they were on a roll of their own. They're playing well. You still got Boston. You know, Boston's been the best team in hockey, period. So the Rangers do have themselves a nice little battle. I mean, you still have Philly. You still have Pittsburgh. You still got to climb through Montreal. You still got these teams that you have to pass over. And even the Islanders and the Sabres and whatever, you know, the Winnipeg Jets, the bottom part of the Eastern Conference. The Rangers, right now, as it stands, are the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. But that can all change within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, they're only 4 points out. So
If you really think about it, a 4-point difference between first and eighth place.
Yeah, definitely. You go on a little run.
It's very tight.
Yeah, you go on a little run, and you're back up into fourth. So it's
could be a snap of a finger, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Because remember, when you win a game in overtime, you get 2 points.
I mean, even the bottom team, who is Buffalo right now in the East Conference, is only 4 points out of that last spot. So everybody's kind of like bunched together. Nobody's – the only people, you know, like I said, is out west. So – we'll see. Everybody's all bunched together. It's going to be a short season. Everybody's going to be playing furious, and it's going to be going to be rough, but we'll see.
What I do believe is that the Rangers will somehow, some way, eventually make this season back to relevancy. And another thing that we do have to be aware of is the demotion of Chris Kreider down to the AHL. Makes you wonder, all this talk that even Vince and I even said that this guy is going to be stupendous. You know, didn't live up to the hype. Maybe he will someday, maybe in the next couple of seasons. But right now, he's got to go down to the AHL. I mean, you got Gabbert picking up the slack. Richards, where are you? Nash hasn't really gelled yet. But, again, it's still early in the season. And I do believe the Rangers will still somehow finish in the top five. And it's all about the playoffs. Because let's look at the Canucks when they won the Stanley Cup last year. They were the eighth seed in the Western Conference, which they would have been.
That was
like
the Kings, by the way, not the Canucks.
I'm sorry, the Kings. I said Canucks. Well, yes. The Canucks are a good team, too. I'm sorry. I meant the Kings, but I'm sorry. You know, it starts with a C, but it sounds like a K. King. Sorry. I'm losing it right there. Anyway, I was thinking Canada. I got to stop that.
It's all about it,
don't you?
It's about time we moved on to the next topic.
On to the next, yes. I do believe that.
Yes.
We're going to talk about some tennis. Now.
Really?
Vinny was like, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
No, seriously, folks. We got to get into the NBA. So let's break down the first half of the season for the Knicks and the Nets. They both have played very well this season. Surprisingly well to others, more to my opinion. I expected the Knicks and Nets to play well regardless. So if you look at the Eastern Conference right now, of course you got the Knicks in second place, only four games back in Miami, who is the number one overall team in the Eastern Conference. Brooklyn is sitting pretty at number four right now. They're seven back of the Miami Heat themselves. So in reality, Brooklyn's 31-22. New York is 32-18. There's not really too much of a difference between the two teams record-wise. Of course, production on the court is a completely different story. Now, the last show that we did, we both went on record in saying that the Nets were, at that point, a better team than the Knicks. So the question I'm going to give to you now, Vinny,
yes.
We keep going back and forth, Knicks, Nets, who's better? You know, of course, we are a local show here on homegrownradionj.org, yes. But, you know, in the entire Eastern Conference, we know Miami's the best team by far. We get that. But would you say the Knicks are the second best team in the Eastern Conference? Would you say the Brooklyn Nets? I mean, Chicago, Indiana? Who really phases out to be that second quality team, which, by the way, the Knicks have beaten the Heat twice by 20 points each?
Yes. Well, we already, like I said, I'm still sticking with my guns from show one when we started this. Miami is the team to beat in the East. Right now, hands down, yeah, the Knicks beat them by 20. In a seven-game series, you're going to want LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade. You're not going to want Carmelo Anthony, Amari Stoudemire, and Tyson Chandler. Knicks are, in my opinion, still number two. Just because of those three names that I did mention, not to mention whatever other talent they do have. And the way it shapes out, Indiana, I still believe, is the number three team. There's talk now Derrick Rose is going to probably maybe sit out the whole season.
Yeah, that he might actually miss it.
Yeah, so, you know, are they still a good team without him? Yes. Do I think they have enough to make a deep run in the playoffs? No. Brooklyn is good. Atlanta is good. Boston still surprising me without Rondo. The way it is right now, I think, is the top eight is the way it should be. Miami, New York, Indiana, Brooklyn, Chicago, Atlanta, Boston, Milwaukee. Great. That's the way it should be. They're all playing the way they need to play. But like I said, Miami's still top. New York, number two. I know you're also going to ask me, New York is the better team right now,
right,
talent-wise, until Brooklyn makes a deal. To prove otherwise, I still got to go with New York being the better team.
You know, I have to agree with you right now at this point. New York with Stoudemire coming off the bench, playing with J.R. Smith, Prigioni, Shumpert's now back. They provide the depth that the Nets right now probably don't have. I mean, you still have C.J. Watson. You have Stackhouse, veteran. Bogan's veteran. And now Chris Humphries is coming off the bench. You don't have that one guy that makes you go, ooh, I'm scared of him coming off the bench. Okay, I'll give you Andre Blatch, but that's not your typical, you know, sixth man come off the bench, score 15-20 like a Jamal Crawford or even a J.R. Smith can do in a blink of an eye. He's not that kind of player. Now, if the Nets were to acquire such in the form of Mr. B.G. Ben Gordon, which they are in talks with the Bobcats of acquiring such a player, then, yeah, I can see that. But this is going to go right into the next point here. You know, what are the missing key factors for the Nets and for the Knicks to continue onto their juncture, into their venture, excuse me, to the NBA championship, to dethrone Miami? For the Knicks, I really think they don't really have to do much. They can actually just stamp out of where they are. You know, they just got to stay healthy. That's it. Stay healthy is the key for the Knicks. If they're going to make any move, and I mean any move, it's because Camby, Rasheed Wallace will not return, so they want a veteran presence, a veteran big man to come off and give them some, you know, maybe 7 to 10 minutes every so often to just give a break to Stoudemire, to Chandler, to just give them that break that Kurt Thomas, that Rasheed Wallace, that Marcus Camby can provide. There are talks of trading Shumpert for Jared Dudley. I really don't know.
I don't think that is anything for them.
I just don't really
the other
see
name,
what that's
the
for.
The other name I've been hearing is Redick, J.J. Redick.
Redick's name is
now
is hot on the tree.
Yeah,
on hot
because
stove right
he's
now.
He's just wasting away, basically, in Orlando.
And he
so,
provides a lot
yeah,
of quality
and
off the bench.
You know, I am a Knicks fan. Both of him and well, I can't. I'm drawing a blank right now. Him and what's the other sharpshooter on the Knicks right now?
J.R. Smith?
No.
Novak.
Him and Novak coming off the bench at a time where you need a big shot. Both can give you outside shooting. Both give you that option to spread the floor, let Melo work in the middle. And then you do have an option for both sides to kind of take that outside shot.
Well, be it as it may, I mean, you have to, first of all, Redick's making about almost $7 million. So you have to trade. Yeah, you have to get the certain amount of money. You might have to involve a third team. But if you're going to do just what the Knicks have, you'd have to trade Novak and Shumpert and something else just to get and acquire J.J. Redick just to match up with dollar signs. In the end, though, I don't think he'll go to the Knicks. Actually, I think the Knicks won't even make a move.
Nah, I think they're
going to stand pat.
Yeah, I think they're going to listen to Melo, and I think they're going to hold tight. I agree with him, kind of. You know, it does bother me that they are old and kid doesn't look like the kid from the beginning of the season. And, you know, Melo is starting to maybe break down a little bit. I don't know. I just don't think they're going to make a move. Constituted the way they are now, they can beat Miami. So maybe they hold tight and see what the offseason brings.
I do believe, though, the Nets need to make a move. And we discussed this over and over again. I know last time I discussed the name of an Andres Bargnani, who's now been linked to the Bulls for Carlos Boozer and for other teams as well. But the new name that's been drawn out there besides Ben Gordon is Josh Smith.
I do like that name.
That would be a tremendous upgrade for the Nets. For them to make this trade happen, they'd have to obviously give up the contract of Chris Humphries, gladly.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
They will have to give up Marshawn Brooks, which I'm sure they'll do. I still believe this kid can score
and play
in this league.
He's just a waste on their bench.
He's a waste. They don't give him the opportunity. Maybe there's something that Carlissimo doesn't see that, you know, he trusts more the veteran presence in Stackhouse and Bogans. Understood.
I don't know, whatever.
But I believe Marshawn Brooks can be like another version of a JR or Jamal Crawford, give you that presence you need off the bench. And obviously they're going to have to give up a draft pick. The thing that
first round pick. It's going to be hurtful for them, but, you know, they got to do what they got to do.
The Hawks want a return for Josh Smith. They want a young center. They have Al Horford currently playing that position, which they'll move him right to the fourth spot. He's probably more of a natural four than anything, but the main player that the Nets should go after, and I know I said Bargnani was my guy, but once I heard the name Josh Smith come up and now he's available and so many teams are talking about him, it's the perfect fit.
Oh, yeah.
Such a perfect fit right at the four spot.
What do we say they needed to do? They needed another banger inside.
That can.
Because Brooke Lopez, we already know.
Softy Lopez.
Mr. Softy. So we already know that he's not a banger. Josh Smith gives him that inside presence, which then allows the floor to be spread.
Right.
For D-Will and
Joe Johnson.
Yeah. I'm drawing blanks there.
And see, here's the thing about Josh Smith.
Yeah.
The Hawks and Nets already made a trade, obviously, preseason. Getting Joe Johnson over to the Nets. So they're familiar with each other. They know the rosters very well. The Nets would have to take back Anthony Morrow. Ooh, yay, whatever. Doesn't matter. Deal. The point is, if Josh Smith were to go to the Nets, in my eyes, they become the team behind Miami, and I'll tell you why. Their starting five will be one of the best in basketball, period. Although we know Softy Lopez is Softy Lopez, the man scores. When he has the ball, he's one of the best offensive centers in the game. I can't believe I just said that, but it's truth. I mean, look at the stats.
Kind of saw that, but
I really do believe this makes can be the, you know how sometimes, all right, you know that little bird that puts his beak into the water and goes back and forth, back and forth? This is the one where he goes down and breaks the glass. That is going to be the proverbial needle on the haystack that makes, not the needle, but the last straw that, boop, makes everything fall.
Yeah, I see it. It makes him better. Do I? Okay, so let's compare. Chandler or Lopez, who are you taking?
I'd take Chandler.
Okay. Melo versus whoever the they want to play at the four.
No. I can't do that. I would compare Melo to Gerald Wallace, and I would take Melo.
Okay.
I'll take Josh Smith over Shumpert. I'll take him over Brewer, whoever the other forward is.
Well, who's their starting three right now? The three is
Shumpert.
Shumpert. Okay.
Yeah, because Kidd.
Yeah, I still got Kidd and Felton.
Yeah, I'll take D. Will and Joe Johnson over Kidd and Felton. That right there, that does it for you. Now the bench, I'll take the Knicks bench in a heartbeat.
Yes, because they are very much deeper than
much
than
deeper,
Nets.
And that's going to be the key factor. If the Nets were to able somehow to acquire Ben Gordon and Josh Smith,
they
don't have the money for it. But if they get Josh Smith and Anthony Morrow or Josh Smith and somebody that's suitable, even a, you know what, Josh Smith and Kyle Korver.
Unless they don't trade Josh Smith, if Atlanta somehow makes a run,
I don't know why need that four position. They need somebody.
I do, but I just don't understand why Atlanta's open to trading Josh Smith.
Because they're not going to re-sign him next year. So they know they got to trade him and get something for him now. Even if you were to get a Chris Humphries, even if you were to get Marshawn Brooks and a first-round pick, this is why Atlanta wins that deal. You get Marshawn Brooks, a young player who can play the two guard, because let's face it, they have Lou Williams locked up for the next couple of years. Devin Harris is off their roster after this year. And then you have Jeff Teague. You have to decide whether you want to re-sign him. So even if you went with a backcourt of Teague and Marshawn Brooks with Lou Williams coming off the bench, it's still devastating because they're all shooters, they're all scorers, they all can create their own shot. And Teague is starting to become a very good overall point guard for them. So with an Al Horford, maybe they go after Dwight Howard in the offseason. They're going to have the cap for it. And they're one of the teams that have been linked to Dwight Howard, besides Dallas and to re-sign in L.A. So what do you do if you're the Nets? You got to make the trade if it's there. If you have the opportunity, I do it. I make that move and try your damnedest to sign Josh Smith. If you can't, then you can't. You go into the draft. You try to find somebody that can lock up that four hole for you. And even if you had to bring back Reggie Evans on a short-term deal, you do it. But for the present moment, the goal is for the Nets to reach the Eastern Conference Finals, according to Mr. Prokhorov. That was his prediction. I think they could do it. If they were to pull off the Josh Smith trade and find some veteran to come off the bench, give them the scoring presence that they so desperately need, I like the Nets, man. I do. I just got to be fair.
That does make them better. But like I said, this is still Miami. Miami's division to win.
Oh, no, absolutely agree.
And I think the Knicks, they still have to beat the Knicks. And, we just broke down who would we choose. And I don't know. I still think the Knicks, with their bench, if you inserted Amari in that spot, I think would still be better than the Nets. That's just my opinion. Yes, I am a Knicks fan. But looking at it from every standpoint, I think the Knicks are still a better team than the Nets.
Well, we can agree to disagree. Well, you know what? I agree with you that the Knicks right now are a better team, but when it's all said and done, if the Nets can pull off a trade like that, because, again, it makes no sense for the Knicks to make any moves unless it makes sense, and there's nothing really out there that does make sense at this current moment of time.
Correct.
So with that all being said, I do believe if the Nets were to pull off the Josh Smith trade, get something like that, for the team to pursue onward this year or next, I believe the Nets can become the better team. And we'll see if they get further into the playoffs than the Knicks. But, again, that's another story for another day.
Another day.
But before we do go on break.
Yes.
I do want to ask the question. We debated on this a little bit in the car, and we'll touch more on it next week because I really want to get into this subject. I do want to leave like the last 20-some-odd minutes for our Grand Slam baseball preview, and that's Michael Jordan and LeBron James. The debate is out there because Jordan is turning 50 this weekend, big 5-0, and we discussed this in the car. In this modern generation, LeBron James is a completely different beast, a different animal than what you've seen back in the 90s when Jordan was dominating the court. They're two different eras, two different basketball genres. You can't really compare the two eras. You can't compare the two styles of play between Jordan and LeBron because LeBron is a freak of nature. 6'8", 240, runs like a 4'4". Could play tight end in football if you really wanted to. Jordan just, he has that sniper mentality. That's the one thing I don't see in LeBron. And remember I told you, when it comes down to the big shot, I think LeBron would rather dish it than take it. And that's what Dwayne Wade does. He takes a shot.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade is obviously the
sharpshooter
on that team.
Right.
Just because I don't want to debate about this topic anymore, okay?
Yep.
I said if I had to pick somebody in this
modern
era, you know, Jordan has said Kobe's better, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, let's just put it to that. Kobe and LeBron have played together longer than Kobe and Jordan.
We're not gonna get into this just because we need to take a quick break and then we got to come back and really pump out baseball. But in this era, I want LeBron. Yes, Jordan's a sharpshooter. Yes, Jordan was the best of all time, blah, 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 blah. We get it. But we're in a completely different mindset now with basketball. And me, as a person starting a team, I have to go with LeBron. Yes, Jordan was a good defender. Yes, Jordan could score at any time. But I just have to go with LeBron.
And not a lot of people would argue with you. Let's just be clear about this. Not a lot of people would argue with you. When it's all said and done, I still believe Jordan is still the greatest basketball player to ever play the game.
No denying that. He is. The game was on the line, there was nobody else.
There's nobody else
you want
right.
Other than Jordan taking that shot.
And, you know, I don't want to say that I completely agree with you. I would partially agree with you that in this modern age of basketball, it may be better to take somebody like LeBron James over Jordan. But in the end, you don't lose.
it's a whatever way you're going to go, you're going to get it.
You're going to win. And you know who else is going to win? Everybody out there right now listening to the Sports Factory, because in a couple of weeks when we do have our 1 hour plus show, whether it's 2 or 3 hours, we're going to do a Sports Factory trivia show. So for anybody that wants to participate, we want 3 contestants, kind of like Jeopardy. You guys can come on here, win a nice little prize. What the prize is, I don't know yet. We'll get there when we get there.
Yeah,
we'll cross the bridge together, hand in hand. But we're going to have a Sports Factory trivia show. I want everybody out there, if you are listening, call in 973-794-3180. I will throw you a trivia question. Let's see if you qualify, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages. Thank you so much for listening so far to the Sports Factory. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to play some music.
Yeah.
And when we come back, Grand Slam Baseball Preview,
baseball.
American League Edition. Vinny and I will break down who we believe will win their divisions, the wild cards. And then next week, we'll do the NL, and then the week after, our World Series predictions.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got a whole baseball. You want to call in, 973-794-3180. Hit us up on Facebook, my page, Vic's page, our show's page. Text us any questions, anything you want to hear on.
Tweet us.
Tweet us if you got Twitter, SportsFactory23. At that moment, let's take a break.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
I'm not a player, I just fuck a lot. I'm not a player, I just fuck a lot.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Sports Factory right here on Homegrown Radio, NJ.org. Right now, if you go on our Facebook page, there are going to be some new pictures of the studio. So you guys can check out us doing the show live, you know. None of this, are they really doing a show? Ha, 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 it could be fake. They could be doing it from their basement because it puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
What?
Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
Really? You never seen it? I know Jerry's seen it. 5 times, he says, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry, he'll be on here next.
Yeah.
Yes, the Pillface Palabria. Did I say that correctly?
No. I think it's Parabola, isn't it?
Parabalia?
Close enough.
Mumbo Jumbola. I don't know. Oh, okay. Thank you. Anyway, folks, welcome back to the Sports Factory. You can call in 973-794-3180. Chime in on our Grand Slam baseball discussion, which we are going to do right now. But once again, we are going to try and push all our media outlets out there ASAP because we are wanting to get on Twitter more. So go out there, tweet us at SportsFactory23 on the Twitterness.
Twitterness.
The Twitterness of the Twitter. Tweet me. Tweet us. You know, tweet it all up. Whatever. Tweet, 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 tweet. Tweet it, tweet. I don't know. Tweet, Twitter.
Okay.
Whatever. It starts with a T and ends with a T. Like tat or tot or I'm not going to see the other one. But you know what I'm trying to say here, ladies and gentlemen. Hit us up on Twitter. Go to Facebook.com, The Sports Factory. And, of course, go to thesports-factory.com, our website. And we have a lot of good stuff up there and our blogs, of course. And our new logo, which I just created just the other day.
Yeah.
It's all up there. And if you are a graphic designer or interested in getting a gig or creating a logo, hit us up on our Facebook or Twitter. You know, we're always looking to improve on our show in every facet of the imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to prep for the next segment. I didn't
You're prepping?
Yeah, I didn't know you were.
So I'm going to let you start it off since you got it prepped.
Okay.
We're going to start off our Grand Slam baseball. What do you want to call it? Segment, preview. I like preview. We're gonna go with preview.
Preview, sure. We're gonna talk baseball. You're taking it. Like,
yes, and when we hold on.
What retarded music are you playing?
Wait, we discussed
before
this
the phone rings.
I thought you just said the phone was gonna ring.
No.
Do you know something that I don't? Can you pick me 6 numbers?
I wish I could. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be somewhere else.
That's kind of wrong, man. I'd have to find a new co-host.
You'd still be here. I'd be somewhere else.
Really?
Yeah, me and my wife.
That's kind of wrong. Well, because this is baseball, why not play one of, well, baseball's most nostalgic songs, I guess, from one of the best baseball movies out there ever, and God knows how long. And that, of course, is... Rick Vaughn's coming into pitch. Ladies and gentlemen, Wow Thing, Rick Vaughn, yes. Played in the California Penal League, no less.
Yeah.
Jake Taylor, calling him red. We'll leave that on right there for you.
All right.
So now it is time for our Grand Slam baseball preview. Vinny, you're going to start off with the AL West.
Yeah, so we're both Yankee fans, and we both believe the AL East is the strongest division this year. So we're going to start in the crappy AL West. New addition to the AL West this year. Most people don't realize or remember that the Houston Astros will be coming out of the NL East, right? They were in the NL East.
Central.
NL Central.
How they're in the Central when they play in Texas. I don't get it.
I don't know, but whatever. They come out of the NL Central, now moving into the AL West, which in my opinion doesn't matter because they just stink. They still will be the worst team in baseball, so we won't even talk about them. Because I don't even know.
Oh, wait, real quick, though. Over under 60 wins.
Under. Way under.
Oh,
40 maybe, I think. Bro, they are awful. I don't even know. I don't know a name on that team.
You just said Carlos Pena when we were driving up here. Carlos Pena, Bud Norris, Jason Castro, J.D. Martinez.
Stop.
Jose Altuve.
Stop. Stop.
Brett Wallace.
You know too much. Just stop.
Justin Maxwell.
Okay. Everybody you just named, I know nobody. Okay. They signed Carlos Pena for what? To put 2 butts in the seat?
And they just traded for Chris Carter from Oakland.
Big deal. No names.
Next, move on.
My favorite Houston Astro player of all time, Jeff Blum. How about that?
All right, whatever.
So one of the greatest utility players ever. Just throwing it out there. So the Houston Astros don't even irrelevant.
Yeah, irrelevant. They're horrible. We won't even talk about them. We're going to start. Where do you want to start? What team? What team you want?
Well, let's start right at the top, ladies and gentlemen. That's with the Oakland Athletics, your past AL West division champions. Who the hell thought they were going to win the AL West?
They came out of nowhere.
Yeah, if you had any money on them, well, you know, congratulations. You won a crap load of money, I'll say that much.
They came out of nowhere at the end. They got hot at the right time.
That's what it is in baseball. You get hot, you know.
You make the right moves. You acquire the right people. Sky's the limit, buddy.
Sky's is the limit on that one. So, but let's start off with Oakland. I want to know your thoughts on the possibility of Oakland repeating as AL West champions.
I mean, they really didn't lose much. They really didn't add much. So, I mean, it's still kind of the same core guys, you know.
I mean, the only thing really was they did minor trades.
Yeah, minor. Nothing really major. Looking at their lineup right now, I mean, their projected lineup right now is Coco Crisp, Jed Lowry.
Yoenis Cespedes.
Yes, whatever I'll his say name it. Is. Brandon Moss, Josh Reddick, Seth Smith, John Jaso, Scott Sizemore, and
Hiroki Nakajima. Asian import, of course. But here's the main thing. They also have Chris Young on the team, which they traded from Arizona.
I do like Chris Young.
Okay, they gave up a good young pitching prospect in Parker. Gave up Mr. Cliff Pennington. And of course, he just got Jed Lowry from Houston for Chris Carter, as I just mentioned. So Oakland's team is basically Billy Beane's Magic Kingdom. He does whatever he wants, lefty right-up matchups. He never has that one. Look at the lineup. You have Brandon Moss. Brandon Moss, no relation to Randy Moss because he's white, but Brandon Moss, okay, is batting cleanup. Outfield, first baseman, DH, whatever the hell you want to call him, is batting cleanup. This guy wasn't even playing in baseball last year. He was in Saskatchewan.
Okay.
I don't know, skimming ice.
I love Canada.
He was probably playing curling somewhere. I don't know. But Brandon Moss, you think of the name, it's like, oh, man, I'm scared of him. No, you're not. You're like, I'm going to throw strikes down the middle. He's going to strike out. The only names on the team right now that I'm scared of is Yoenis Cespedes. Mm-hmm. Jed Lowry scares me a little bit. But Josh Reddick, this guy can just crush a ball. A big trade over from Boston last season. He's proven to be a true commodity for Oakland. Great pickup. And in my opinion, they still got great young pitching on that team.
Yeah, once again, it's another one of those.
It's tough. You know, they
don't really have big names.
It's not a team where when you initially look at it, you go, man, I'm scared. I'm really scared. But in reality, you should be because they somehow find every – Even when they were crappy and they didn't play 500 ball, they'd still play hard.
Yeah, that's their thing. They're young. They play hard. And Billy Beane is a diabolical genius. Okay, they made a movie about the guy because what he does is just ridiculous. He puts together some crazy team with no money, and look where they are every year. Every year they make some sort of run, stay in contention, and then when they make that move, Billy Beane trades them all. Why? Because he gets the most talent in return, and that's why Oakland is going to be good for years to come. He's got a core pitching staff. He did this once before. He traded Zito, Tim Hudson, and who is the other guy?
Mark Mulder.
Thank you for not talking into the mic. But, you know, he trades them all off. He gets the most talent in return. So, Oakland, you know, good, solid team. I think they're going to need to make one of those runs later on again like they did last year.
And just for people out there that think they were – by the way, it wasn't Jared Parker. I keep thinking Jared Parker. I'm sorry. They traded Travis Cahill to Arizona. Excuse me. Parker is one of their young stud pitchers along with Brett Anderson in their starting rotation. I do apologize for that. But like he said, the point is Oakland still plays hard every game, and they're going to go out there like it's bottom of the ninth, tie ball game, World Series, Game 7. They're going to play hard, and that's what Oakland is. Gritty kind of baseball team, and I like that. I mean, for what, about 2 years, Jeremy Giambi was batting like second or third.
He was awful.
Terrible, for my Spanish friends out there. El Terrible.
That's just terrible, man.
Terrible. Where's Frank Caliendo when he needed him?
We need a nice Charles Barkley. Terrible.
No.
Terrible.
So let's go right into Texas and Anaheim. Texas making the wild card, but not actually getting into it's just retarded, this new playoff system. But anyway, they're a wild card team that didn't make the playoffs, yet were a wild card team entering the playoffs, but not into the playoffs because they were a wild card team. The fifth seed didn't really make it because they had to play a one game playoff to get into the playoffs, but they were a wild card team, so it doesn't make sense.
Breathe. Listen, they wanted to expand, give another team an option, a chance.
But they lose Josh Hamilton. They lose Mike Napoli. That is 50 to 60, 70 home runs gone. Yep. 200 ribbies gone. On base percentage gone. Nelson Cruz might get suspended, Mr. Steroidic.
Whoa.
Might.
Don't even. You could get in a lot of trouble for that.
What?
You're accusing him of doing steroids.
I said might get.
But
I said might.
Don't even.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't even.
Nelson Cruz has been accused of PED usage. And I put that in quotations. There you go. So now you replace Josh Hamilton with David Murphy. Your center fielder is Julio Barbón. I forgot the other Cuban.
No.
Leonis
Martin.
Thank you. Leonis Martin, young Cuban prospect. You still have Elvis Andrews. No Michael Young. Beltre's got to carry the team on his back. Kinsler, young pro far coming up into the system. Kent, will he start? Will they move Kinsler? I don't know. And you still have Mitch Moreland at first. The rotation is still the same. Bullpen pretty much the same. No Mike Adams. He's gone. So what do you do? Well, you go out there and play baseball and see if you win.
You pretty much just, you know.
I mean,
this is the hand you're dealt.
You got to play the hand. Now, can they still succeed? Sure, they can still play well. Will they? I don't know, my friends.
Oh, no.
And that is why I still believe that with the addition of Josh Hamilton, even though they lost Torii Hunter, they still have Jared Weaver.
Hunter's old.
I know.
Hamilton, but
veteran leading, leadership in the dugout is what they're going to miss. You know, Anaheim. Or Los Angeles, Angels of Anaheim of Orange County of the United States of North America, whatever they're called. That lineup is scary, man. Mark Trumbull's batting like seventh.
This is the projected lineup, and, you know, it's just Trout, Eric Ibar, Albert Pujols, Josh Hamilton, Mark Trumbull, Howie Kendrick, Alberto Callaspo.
In Spanish, double L is a Y.
Callaspo. Chris Iannetta, who's just there to need a catcher, and Peter Burgos. So 1-7, solid. Iannetta, if he can find the hitting, not so bad. Not going to hit a lot of home runs, but can hit.
But the focal point of that team, besides Josh Hamilton, has got to be that bottom of the lineup. They got to somehow produce.
Yeah, I still think, look, Trout was a. We'll call him a flash in the pan player last year, Came out of nowhere.
Chris Kreider.
All right. But anyway, came out of nowhere, finished second in the – was he second? I believe he was second
in the MVP. Voting.
Yeah. To be successful, they're going to need another repeat of that season. Pujols has got to come back fully healthy, no questions. Got to be the Pujols old, hit 30 to 40 home runs. He's got to be the focal point. Hamilton – now has a bigger role on this team, batting fourth behind Pujols, stepping into center field. I don't know. They got him right field.
See,
he could play anywhere. So.
Well, because if Trout's going to play left, because Trout really should be playing center.
Yeah.
But if Trout's going to play – see, here's the thing. They still have Vernon Wells on a team, so you're going to have some sort of combination of Wells and Borges playing the outfield.
Yeah.
So when Borges is in center, Trout's in left. When Trout's in center – Wells is in the left, and that means Hamilton's in the right. Sometimes you'll play left if they have somebody else playing right.
Oh my God.
But for the most part, you're gonna have Borges in center, Trout in left, Hamilton in right, and then one of the best lineups in baseball, bar none.
That's scary.
It's very scary. And also what's scary is the starting rotation of Jared Weaver, C.J. Wilson. They added Joe Blanton. Yuck, but whatever. Jason Vargas. So, the starting rotation, 1-2, solid. I guess Hanson's your 3. He's a pretty solid pitcher. And then Vargas is a very quality pitcher, eats up a lot of innings. He's not there to win 20 games. He's there to just do his job, serviceable. But, the key factor is if the starting rotation can stay healthy, they did pick up a couple of pieces in the offseason in the bullpen, especially with Sean Burnett. I really think Anaheim's going to win this division.
I think we need to speed it up a little bit. Still got two more divisions. We only got nine more minutes.
The Central's the easiest one.
Yeah. So who's your choice out of the...
I got to go with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim of California, of Orange County, of the North America of
I'm still tossed up, but I am pretty sure that I'm going to lead this.
Or the what's the other one? The United Emirates or something?
Who cares? You pick the Angels.
Los Angeles.
Yes.
Angels. Yes. Moving on to the Central, which probably will be the easiest division to pick here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to start right at the top. I'm not even going to start with the bottom. Although, I do believe the Royals can be better this year.
Yes.
I'm going with the Tigers. I mean, the Tigers right now, on paper, we discussed starting rotation. Verlander, Scherzer, Fister. You re-sign Sanchez, and Rick Purcell is your number five, who would probably be a three and somewhere on another team. And then Victor Martinez comes back. Oh, okay. Why not? Let's just bat him behind Prince Fielder and Miguel Cabrera. Oh, he only won the Triple Crown.
Yeah. Austin Jackson, Torrey Hunter, Miguel Cabrera, Prince Fielder, Victor Martinez.
That team is solid.
Andy Dirks, Johnny Peralta,
it doesn't matter
Alex Avila, and Omar.
You could bat me and you nine, eight. It don't matter.
Yeah, that's
This team is going to be solid. They're going to hit the ball very hard, very far.
Ay, caramba.
Hit the ball hard.
Hard.
Very hard.
Why are you talking like a Chinese guy?
I don't know, because they have marbles. Marbles.
Marbles.
Love baseball. Yeah. No, but seriously, folks, I mean, the White Sox, they lose Pierzynski, okay? They lose a big piece of their offense because Pierzynski was quality 25-31 home run guy for them. You have questions in the outfield. Who's going to play center field? Who's going to play left field? Konerko's getting older. Adam Dunn strikes out every at-bat, it seems like. So, I mean, what are the White Sox going to do? Can they replace that? I don't know. Questions. Who's going to play third base? Because now Euclid is a Yankee. So you got questions you have to answer. It's going to be tough for them to repeat any sort of performance last year. But I still believe that the Tigers are the best team in the division. You still got the Twinkies. They'll improve. But,
yucky.
I mean, let's be honest. They're lucky if they win 70 games this year. 75.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry, Jerry. Yeah, Scott Baker is a Cub now. They lost all their starting pitch. They pretty much lost their starting pitch. It's okay. They got Rich Harden. Yay! Exactly. Starting the first week of baseball. And then, of course, you got the Royals and Indians, who are, in my opinion, going to be two surprise teams.
Yep.
Could make a run in the AL. Because you got Bourne, Swisher on Cleveland now. You still got Cabrera and Kipnis in the infield. And they got a good, solid young core coming up into their farm system. And then you got the Royals, who I think have four of the youngest, best players in all of baseball.
Yes.
Moustakas, Hosmer. I love that name, Hosmer. Salvador Perez, very good young hitting catcher. And Alex Gordon in left field.
Yep.
You get James Shields, Wade Davis, Ervin Santana. Right now, that starting pitching doesn't look that bad.
No.
So the Royals can look like they could be the team that comes up out of the cellar, like the Rays did about 4 or 5 years ago when they went to the World Series to take on the Philadelphia Phillies and won the division.
Okay.
Was that fast enough for you?
That was fast.
Okay, good.
So we're both in agreement.
Tigers. Okay. Let's go on to the AL East, and I'll let you start this.
Okay, so AL East, in my opinion, and also in Vic's opinion, is probably the most stacked division in the AL.
AL. All
right, they got quality teams from top to bottom. Yankees, Boston, Tampa Bay, Baltimore.
Just a bit outside.
Why were we
I hit the wrong button?
No. Okay, so we're, you know, I forgot who the last team was, but anyway. So at this point, he threw me all off. I hear
Baltimore.
I hear just a bit outside. I hear
Tampa Bay, yeah, New York,
okay,
Boston,
so,
Toronto.
Being in the situation that we are both Yankee fans. We both see it playing out that the Yankees, or at least I do. I don't want to speak for Vic, but I do see the Yankees, even though are older. Are probably going to be without A-Rod for the whole year. I think the Yankees still have enough to put themselves over the top of those other teams that I mentioned. It's not going to take a lot of wins. I'm thinking probably 90 to 92 is going to win that division. I don't see a big winner in that division.
Well, because the AL East is so stacked, you know, team-wise, they're going to play each other 20 times a year. You got to look at it like this. They're going to play each other 20 times a year. Let's say they split 10-10. That's 40 wins and 40 losses out the door. You know what I mean? So it's going to be really tough for teams to even get a 500 or better record against the divisional rivals. So if you're the Yankees, you can take advantage of it. The Orioles aren't the same old Orioles from 3 years ago. They're a tough, young, competitive team. Showalter got them into the playoffs last season, okay? Toronto improved. They made major rehaul, rebuild, renovations. It's like Alex Anthopoulos went into Toronto, decided to buy an old crap-looking house, and just remodeled, renovated it. It's like he called the Property Brothers on HGTV, came in and just redecorated the whole thing and said, this is my Toronto. It's like the Toronto of Joe Carter and Alomar and Leiter and Stoudemire. Remember that team? Remember Coney? That was a great Toronto team. They're trying to bring back prestige into all Canada, into Toronto. And then you got Boston. Well, Boston's Boston. I mean, every year they usually get into the playoffs or just miss it by a game or two. And last season, well, they sucked. Let's just be honest. They sucked. And they got rid of an overhaul of their team. They got rid of all their payroll, spent most of it again. And their big acquisition was Shane Victorino and Mike Napoli. And don't get me wrong. They could be that team that goes, shh, we're going to be good, but we're not going to say anything. They could be that team. But then you got the Yankees, the constant team that makes the playoffs after 2008 since 1995. How rare is that? Very rare. 17 out of the 18 years they've made the playoffs. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's
so how can you say, well, this is going to be the year? And don't get me wrong, Toronto's got a great team, but let's not overrate them. So I will say the Yankees will win the division. I still believe in the lineup. I still believe they have enough with Cano, Teixeira, Granderson, Euclid, and even Travis Hafner, who I said they were going to sign. And look at the starting pitching. Sabathia, Kuroda, Pettit, top three, some of the best in baseball.
Yeah, they're going to be solid. Like I said, I'm choosing the Yankees, 90 to 92 wins. I think that's
And I do believe the Blue Jays will make the playoffs. I like Reyes. I think Romero should have a bounce back year. Josh Johnson, R.A. Dickey, pitching staff's going to be solid. You know, I think Toronto makes the playoffs, and if I have to pick my other wildcard team, and I debated this over and over again, I'm going to go I got to go Tampa Bay. I think those are your two wildcard teams, and I think they'll have the one-game playoff, and we're going to go Toronto. So these are the four teams for me. Toronto, your wildcard team that wins the one-game playoff against Tampa Bay. So if you want to go Tampa, Toronto, whatever. New York wins the division. I like Detroit, and I like the Angels.
Three division winners, I'm on the same. Yankees, Tigers, Angels. Wild card, on the way here, I was still up in the air. I'm leaning for Kansas City to make a surprise run. I believe they have what it takes, and they're going to be willing to spend money to get a player. I also think Toronto would be that other team for me. So that's my teams. That's our AL division stuff we got going on. So that ends this show.
Yep, it was another great show here on homegrownradio.nj.org. You guys can go on right now on our Facebook. We do have a bunch of pictures. We just put it up there. Start liking it. Start commenting. Go on Twitter. Hit us up, sportsfactory23, at our Twitter page. Go to the sports-factory.com, our personal website, and interact with us, guys. You know, we want you guys to be part of our show because without you, well, we don't have a show. I mean, you know, we do it for the fans, for the love, and, you know, we do it for everybody out there. But more importantly, we do it for ourselves because this is something that we love to do, and nobody can take that away from us. It's our dream. It's what we want to do. And, if you don't go after goals or dreams or aspirations, then why the hell even bother, right?
Exactly.
So with all that being said, make sure you check out this show and many others on our iTunes podcasts, of course. Go there, download them, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Sports Factory. We're always open. Hit us up on all our media outlets. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Next week, we'll do the NL predictions. And, then of course, we'll give you our World Series positions right after that. So until then, until we meet again, I'm Victor. Vinny, do your thing. Take care, guys.
Peace.